Esto no es jazz.
Ceci n'est pas de jazz.
Esto no es jazz.
Esto no es jazz.
Puerto a la noche, navegaciones por la cultura del jazz con Rogelio Flores.
Buenas noches, pues una emisión más de Esto no es jazz. Hoy se lo quiero dedicar a un poeta norteamericano, afroamericano. Se trata de Jill Scott Heron. Fue un poeta muy reconocido por ahí de mediados de los 70. Es considerado uno de los fundadores del rap, conocido por un poema, una canción, pero era un poema musicalizado de él mismo, La Revolución No Será Televisada, que por cierto hay una versión del grupo mexicano, de la banda mexicana Molotov, de esta misma pieza. Iniciaremos con I'm New Here, es un poema de su, creo que es el álbum número 10. Este disco lo realiza después de mucho tiempo que dejó de estar activo por problemas con la salud, por el consumo de drogas y también problemas con la justicia. Estuvo encerrado un rato también. Y es reconocido como poeta, activista, músico, cantante de soul, de blues, músico de jazz, tocaba el piano también. En fin, era una gente muy talentosa y fue una figura retomada recientemente por este movimiento de Black Lives Matter, después de estos sucesos recientes en la Unión Americana, donde un policía, en una forma no justificada, asfixia poniendo la rodilla sobre el cuello a un afroamericano, evidentemente lo mata. Es un movimiento que revive, digamos, toda esta lucha que viene desde los Black Panthers, los Panteras Negras, este grupo social que trataba de reivindicar las causas de los afroamericanos. Escucharemos cuatro temas, como decía, I'm New Here, luego We Almost Lost Detroit, son dos temas de soul, y por último, Is That Jazz. ¿Es esto jazz?
That I did not want to be, but I'm new here. Will you show me around?
Thank you.
lives out on the highway, like a creature from another time. It inspires the baby's questions,
what's that?
For their mothers as they rhyme. But no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our minds? Just 30 miles from Detroit stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps, seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our mind? Sheriff of Monroe County had a sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, wins out every time. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. This time, how would we ever get over losing our minds? Detroit that time, almost lost Detroit that time. And how will we ever get over the odds are we're gonna lose somewhere one time? Odds are we're gonna lose somewhere sometime.
Brother man nowadays living in the ghetto,
where the danger's sure not real. Well, when he's out late at night, if he's got his head on right, well, I lay you 9 to 5, he's walking with steel. Brother man say he's afraid of gangsters, messing with people just for fun. He don't want to be next, he got a family to protect. So just last week he bought himself a gun. Everybody got a pistol, everybody got a 45. And the philosophy seemed to be, at least as near as I can see, when the other folks give up theirs, I give up mine. This is a violent civilization, the civilization where I am. Every channel that I stop on got a different kind of cop on it. By the man's for Uncle Sam, but Saturday night just ain't that special. Yeah, I got the Constitution on the run. Cause even though we got the right to defend our home, defend our land, got to understand and get it in hand about the gun. Everybody got a pistol, everybody got a 45.
Own individual ways, playing and singing and
Lost Detroit, Gan, Is That Jazz, con el poeta y activista norteamericano Jill Scott Hill. Bueno, ligamos con este tema, se trata de La Revolución No Será Televisada. El título de la canción fue originalmente un eslogan popular entre los movimientos de los Black Power de la década de los 60 en los Estados Unidos. Su letra alude a varias series de televisión, temas publicitarios, íconos del entretenimiento y cobertura de noticias que sirven como ejemplo de lo que la revolución no será o hará. La canción es una respuesta al poema musicalizado When the Revolution Comes de The Last Poets, que abre con el verso: cuando llegue la revolución, alguno de nosotros probablemente la veremos en la televisión. Escuchemos de Jill Scott Heron, en voz de él, La Revolución No Será Televisada. Escuchemos.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose.
Hay un poema de 62 años, unos 15 álbums y dos novelas. Un poema que caló hondo y nos dijo, entre otras miles de certezas, que la revolución no será televisada. Un poema negro y oprimido, el más furibundo de todos, que explotaba en las notas más sublimes de una música variopinta, a veces jazz, a veces blues, a veces soul, y de paso apadrinó el rap. Un poema que decidió olvidarse, pero no dejar de ser hasta la última letra. Un poema llamado Jill Scott.
Palabras del escritor Alfonso Rubalcaba sobre este poeta afroamericano.
The revolution will be live.
Esto no es jazz. Esto no es jazz.
Continuamos ahora con una producción del señor Makaya McCraven. Es un baterista de esta nueva generación de artistas muy jóvenes. Son gentes que ya tienen en caso de McCraven, él tiene 35 años, pero es una generación que no rebasa los 40 años. Inclusive en algún momento participó en dos giras con el mismo Kamasi Washington. Es hijo de un importante también baterista, de Steve McCraven. Era baterista, entre otros grupos, de Archie Shepp. Él estudia música en la Universidad de Massachusetts. Es nominado por varios premios estudiantiles por la revista Downbeat. Su formación, él lo dice, viene básicamente de la colección de discos de su padre y de su interés desde muy pequeño por el hip hop. Es parte, de esta generación de músicos muy propositivos. Se le conoce también como un científico del ritmo. Escucharemos un trabajo que hace sobre un disco, precisamente de Jill Scott. El disco lleva por título Aquí Estamos de Nuevo, y es haciendo alusión precisamente al disco con el que iniciamos este programa, Aquí Estoy de Nuevo, de Jill Scott Heron. Escuchemos.
I want to make this a special tribute to a family that contradicts the concepts, heard the rules but wouldn't accept, and women folk raised me and I was full grown before I knew I came from a broken home.
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be, but I'm new here. Will you show me around?
Thank you. because I always feel like running. Not away, because there's no such place. Because if there was, I would have found it by now. Because it's easier to run, easier than staying and finding out you're the only one who didn't run. Because running will be the way your life and mine will be described, as in the long run, or as in having given someone a run for his money, or as in running out of time, 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 time. Because running makes me look like everyone else, though I hope there will never be cause for that. Because I will be running in the other direction, not running for cover. Because if I knew where cover was, I would stay there and never have to run for it. Because the thing I fear cannot be escaped, eluded, avoided, hidden from, protected from, gotten away from, not without showing the fear as I see it now. Because closer, clearer, noser, nearer, because of you, and because of that nice that you quietly, quickly be causing. Because I always feel like running. And because you're going to see me run soon. And because you're going to know why I'm running then. You'll know then. Because I'm not going to tell you now. Because I always feel like running.
I've got it.
I believe that the spirits are your parents and their parents and their parents and their parents and they are in your bloodstream, they run through your body constantly because they want you to live on because they want to live on and they're trying all the time to tell you shit and if you just spend a few minutes with yourself, you would hear them. I've got it.
Grandma down south, where my uncle was leaving and my grandfather had just left for heaven, they said, and as every ologist would certainly note, I had no strong male figure, right? But Lily Scott was absolutely not your mail order room service typecast black grandmother. I was moved in with her temporarily, just until things were patched. This was patched until that was patched. Until I became at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the patch that held Lily Scott, who held me. And like them four, I became one more. And I loved her from the absolute marrow of my bones. And we was holding on. I come from a broken home.
Light. Chiron brought his raft from the sea that sails on souls, and saw the scavenger departing, taking warm hearts to the cold. He knew the ghetto was a haven for the meanest creature ever known. Of heartbreak and a desert of despair, evil's clarion of justice shrieks a cry of naked terror, taking babies from their mamas, leaving grief beyond compare. People of the light. So if you see the vulture coming, flying circles in your mind, remember there is no escaping, for he will follow close behind. Only promise me a battle for your soul and mine.
Being blessed is not just being able to float on air. I'm saying if you got to pay for things that you've done wrong, I got a big bill coming at the end of the day.
She had more than the five senses. She knew more than books could teach, and raised everyone she touched just a little bit higher. And all around her, there was a natural sense, as though she sensed what the stars say, what the birds say, what the wind and the clouds say. A sense of soul and self, that African sense. And she raised me like she raised four of her own. And I was hurt and scared and shocked when Lily Scott left suddenly one night. And they sent a limousine from heaven to take her to God if there is one. So I knew she had gone. And I came from a broken home.
Esto no es jazz.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I can tell by the way carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I do. I'll take care of you. Same as you.
selfish.
Because I'm saying, hey, I'm 60 years, you got your time. Primarily, I play piano. I write, and then I play what I wrote or whatever. I play, and then I write what I play, you know, whichever fucking way. But it all works into that.
Love. Maybe there are homes that are hurt, but
there are no real lives that hurt when I reach, but not broken. Unless the homes of soldiers stationed overseas or lost in battles are broken. Unless the homes of firemen, policemen, construction workers, seamen, railroad men, truckers, pilots who lost their lives, but not what their lives stood for. Because men die, men lose, they are lost, and they leave. And so do women. I came from what they called a broken home, but if they ever really called at our house, they would have known how wrong they were. We were working on our lives and our homes, dealing with what we had, not what we didn't have. My life has been guided by women, but because of them, I am a man. God bless you, Mama.
Certain bad things that happen make you realize that you've been here a lot longer than a whole bunch of people thought you were.
We are new again. Trabajo de Makaya McCaven, baterista norteamericano, es sobre un disco del poeta Jill Scott Heron, I Am Here Again. Pues por nuestra parte es todo. Los invitamos para el próximo jueves, mismo canal, misma hora. Buenas noches.
Ceci n'est pas de jazz.
Esto no es jazz.
Esto no es jazz.
Puerto a la Noche, navegaciones por la cultura del jazz con Rogelio Flores.